Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, you know.
This is Dave Moore, the author of a new book called Dave's Bad Jokes, which is in shops from today, I believe.
It is in shops from today. I have to pull you up on one thing there. You can't really call me an author. I'm a compiler, a curator of bad jokes. So I didn't author the jokes.
I think people understand author better.
They probably do, in fairness. If you said I was a curator, that would be a weird
thing.
Are you
saying that you didn't actually write these?
I am, yeah. Right. I'm saying the great listeners of Today FM did. Maybe they didn't.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's... Maybe they got them off the...
the internet?
Okay, so I'm just going to open it randomly. Here we go.
Random page.
Here we go. I asked my friend when their birthday was. He said March 1st, so I got up, stomped around the room and asked again.
March 1st.
Ah!
I think jokes are always great when you have to explain them.
Yeah, exactly. Here's another one. I have a question. If I eat cake fast enough, will my Fitbit think I'm walking? Very good.
Ian Dempsey selling it like a pro.
So listen, recently I was at Nevin Maguire's launch. There's a fantastic book, Eat Out
great
at
guy.
Home.
Yeah, great book.
On Tuesday night, I was in Whelan's. I was at Paul Williams, Crooks. Absolutely packed.
I'd say that was some
free pints. Yes. Thank you, Paul. That was great. Pat Kenny was presenting them.
Brilliant.
Yeah, very good. Don Conroy is doing his one tonight.
That's right.
He's got his launch. Where's yours on? I'm just trying to find out.
I don't have a launch. Don't have one.
Maybe this is it.
This is the launch. What I'm doing is I'm going around to each person individually. I'm launching it. So I'm starting with you first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
No, there is no specific launch.
Right, okay. But it's out there right
today,
now.
Today's the day, the 7th of November. That is the release date.
Dave's Bad Jokes. And I heard your guys on your show talking about this, and they were saying they didn't use a photograph. They used a kind of an artist's impression of you on the front.
I don't know how ugly I am, but I think the fact that my face would impact sales is what my team told me. Yeah. So they just used a cartoon. And to be honest with you, he looks great.
I thought Carl was particularly cutting about
that. He was. Any chance he gets, he'll stick the knife in, no doubt about it.
I've got one for you, actually.
Go on.
I don't know if it's in the book, right? You know, with Trump getting back in there. Okay. So the first thing he's going to do in January when he's president, he's going to ban pre-shredded cheese. You've already probably heard this, have you?
Go on.
Because he wants to make America great again.
Yes, great the cheese.
Can I join your team? Come on.
Yes.
For the next, I'd say there's a load of books in this now.
You think more than one?
Yeah, Bad Jokes 2, Bad Jokes 3, Bad Jokes 25.
Ian and Dave combine for the bad jokes. I'm telling you, this could happen.
Hey, listen, are you as obsessed as I am about the kind of return recycle bottle thing?
I can't get enough of it.
I love it. It's great. I love when that thing piles up on it and the kids keep putting tins in, you know.
Although we have a thing in our house.
Then I find one in the bin. I say, put that in there?
You can't be putting them in the bin. Do you know what I found in the bin the other day? The big My Waddy bottle.
Oh,
I
was like, God, that's worth a fortune.
That's 25
one.
Cent, that one. Come on. I use it as pocket money for the kids. I send them up and I go, if you want money for that, go and do the bottles.
I was sent down to get a thing of horseradish sauce, right? So I brought the bottles out with me and the tins, put them in.
Yeah.
The amount came to €3.26. I went in, horseradish sauce. Guess how much it was?
€3.25.
€3.26. Bang on! Yes! Yes!
Unbelievable.
Dave?
Yeah.
Your new book is in the shops now. It's called Dave's Bad Jokes. We're going to go to Layla. Oh. We've got an intelligent one here. Brains to burn. Secondary school teacher. Agricultural science, biology, and science. Hello, how are you, Layla?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. So listen, I want to wish you the very best of luck. We're trying to give away some money here on The Breakfast Show on Today FM. I think you can do it. I think you can. Yeah, you can hold it together and you'll be well able. So best of luck. I believe you're a big Man United fan as well.
I am, yeah, a huge Man United fan. Have been since I was about 5, I'd say.
Okay, right, very good. So what do you think about the changes that are going on there at the moment?
Hopefully it'll work out now. I'm very hopeful about this new lad. And
yeah.
We'll see anyway.
Right. Yeah, he seems to have a good track record, but I suppose the last one did as well, didn't he?
That's the thing. They all have good track records.
That's the problem. Okay. Well, by the sound of things there now, you've got a good track record too. You know your stuff. Did it take you long to study for all these qualifications?
I kind of went the long way around. I did 4 years of ag science in UCD, took 2 years out because I graduated in the middle of COVID, and then came back then and did my master's. So I took the long way around, but
very good.
We got there eventually.
Okay, well done you. Oh, here comes the music. Right, Leila.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm about to reveal it for you. I think this is an easy one. Clear your mind.
Today's waffle topic is
cereals made by Kellogg's.
Corn flakes, Rice Krispies, Crunchy Nut Corn Flakes, Weetabix, Cocoa Pops, Special K.
One to go.
I can't think of anything else. Bran Flakes. What else do people eat? Cocoa Pops, what else did I say?
Come on, I'm so devastated. I was so tempted to say they're great. Would that have helped
Frosties.
You? Yes,
oh
Frosties. It would have helped you.
Oh no, I'm devastated. Oh.
Yeah, but I would have been sacked, you see. So there you go.
Yeah, 100%. That's fair enough. Yeah.
So Leila, I'm sorry about that now. When people come up to you in Wicklow, do they go? Did anybody ever do that to you?
No.
No. This is a famous song called Leila.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sorry. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Eric Clapton. Absolutely. I get it all the time.
Great name. Great name, yeah. Leila. Fantastic. Yeah. Anyway, listen. Call back sometime. Thanks a million. Best of luck.
Well,
cheers.
Thanks,
bye. Bye. Shauna, do you want to talk about your broth?
Oh, go on. It was a lovely broth.
You tell me about it. What was in it like? It looked lovely.
It was called the Queen of Leftovers broth. Yeah. And it was umami.
Umami.
So it's kind of salty.
I like that. I like it already.
I put chicken, chilies, leek. What else did I put in it? Kind of soy sauce. Oh my God, it was delicious.
It was
really, really nice.
Did you cook it for long?
The broth was made the night before. I left it kind of to sit.
Right.
And then I put all the bits in it last night. And sesame seeds as well. Oh, they're all toasted sesame seeds.
On the top
of it
was
delicious. Right. Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. And what did you have? A bit of bread with it?
No, I actually didn't because I put rice in it, which kind of added something to it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good.
Genius. So what's it called? Queen of Leftovers?
Queen of Leftovers.
I like it. Is that an official name?
By Holly Dalton, who's an Irish kind of a chef.
Queen of Leftovers. Yeah. I like it. Any O'Donnell's crisps in it? No.
I'll throw a few in tonight and see how it goes.
Right, so it's 7:50 now and there's one story. It's kind of worldwide really as well. Gladiator 2, Mescal Mania hits Dublin.
Yeah, it's all about Paul this morning. So there's a huge amount of excitement around Gladiator 2 and it will hit Irish cinemas next Friday the 15th of November. But last night, the red carpet was rolled out for the Irish premiere, which was on at Dublin's Lighthouse Cinema. Paul's family were there, but there was also a massive crowd wanting to see him, wanting to celebrate this massive moment for him. And he seemed genuinely a bit taken back by the reaction. Now, our Shannon Keenan was down there on the red carpet and she did get to chat to the man in the moment. So first of all, she asked him how special last night was for him.
It's bringing it home not only to Ireland, but like my entire extended family are here tonight. And like you make film for public consumption, but you're also making it for the people that you love. And they're all here tonight. So it's a very, very important moment.
Yeah, he seemed...
Sounds almost emotional
he
there.
He was, yeah. And then she asked him how it felt to be a lad from Ireland living out this amazing dream.
Still a lad from Ireland. And this is mad. There's very little else to say about it other than that, like, stuff... I just never expected something like this to happen. So I'm kind of just floating at the moment.
It was lovely to see the genuine support there from people are just thrilled for him. They want to support him. And by all accounts, the film is brilliant as well.
Right, okay.
And the reviews are very strong.
So people got to see it last night, but it's next weekend.
Next Friday it hits the cinemas. Yeah.
Okay. What non-fitness related activity burns approximately 26 calories per minute. Whoa, 26 calories per minute. Niamh, what do you think?
Good morning, Ian. Is it singing? Does singing sounds like it would burn a few calories, all right?
Well, depends on what you're singing, Niamh. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It would burn a few calories, but it's not what we're looking for. So it's not 26 calories per minute. But thank you, Niamh, very much. Good morning, Ian. If waiting on my husband, Jerry, to come home from golf would burn calories. I know. He rings and he says, I'm just on the 19th hole now. So that 19th hole is taking a long time, isn't it, Sarah in Waterford? Oh, yeah. Yeah, 19. My God, they work very hard, those golfers, don't they? Sarah in Waterford, thank you very much. Not the right answer, but I see where you're coming from. We have Rachel as well. And Rachel sent us a voice note. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Ian. I think the answer is sleeping. Because usually you wake up about 5 pounds lighter. love the show. Rachel Wexford.
Thank you, Rachel Wexford, for that. Not the right answer, but is that true? God, I think I'll go for yet another nap now. I'll go for an extra nap. So, burning the old calories as you sleep. Thank you, Rachel. I think Ronnie has it. Ronnie's got it. Oh, man, Ronnie. Okay, here we go, Ronnie. Let's have a listen. So the question again was, what non-fitness related activity burns approximately 26 calories per minute? See if this matches what you had. Ronnie, come in, please.
Hey, Ian. The answer is smooching, kissing. Or as they call in the country, a bit of shifting. Ronnie and Leitrim. Good man.
Kissing. 26 calories per minute. There you go. So, Ronnie, how did you know that anyway, Ronnie? Bit of an expert, eh?
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM. Today we have two very special guests on our program. Introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.